Joining me live over the phone from Cheyenne, Senator Dan Dockstetter of Star Valley for a legislative report. Senator Dockstetter, good morning. How are you in Cheyenne today?
Good morning, Duke. Good morning, Western Wyoming. Good to go. We're wrapping up the final week.
Yeah, heading into the last few days of the session. Property taxes, gun-free zones, supplemental budgets. I mean, so much we could start with. Where would you like to start, Senator, on what's taking place the last couple of days?
Well, actually, we're not going to have the supplemental budget from the Senate side, so we're going to see how that goes. Some people think it's the end of the world. It's not. We're going to be okay. You can still get through, but there will be some funding that won't be there for the wildfires and so forth. Speaking of wildfires, we got the wildfire legislation through for the utilities. So that was a special bill for them. They wanted that attention. They wanted to make sure that they had some protection should there be a wildfire. And that's probably one of the most heavily amended bills I've been involved with over the years. And we put that through the final process on Friday, working with the rural co-ops across the state. And so that's good to go and onto the senator's or onto the president's desk now for a signature. As far as the budgeting goes, the process goes, let's go back to property taxes. There's a settlement now, a 25% cut with no backfill. And that's down from what it was. The Senate had taken a hard line. The House was a little softer in the early days. Senate said 50% tax cut. And bless their hearts, the Lincoln County Commission lost all opportunity to sleep when they heard 50% cut, because that affects a lot of the services. And I suggested to them that they put together a list of those services, what Lincoln County would lose. But I also cautioned them that they would be addressing a group of people that have gone through 112.6% tax increase with their property taxes over the last few years, last 4 years to be exact. And they may not find a whole lot of sympathy because the household budget's been going through those tax increases. At the same time, they're trying to buy a gallon of milk and a dozen eggs with prices that are beyond control now, too. So right now, that's settled back to 25% cut, no backfill at this point. And that's the kind of the way it's looking. But there's also the bill that actually I ran with the Jackson delegation that called for the constitutional amendment last year. That went through, that passed on the ballot, and so there'll be some additional property tax cuts, maybe 8% or so, after they settle down. People need to realize this whole week is about negotiations. All of this work has been done and completed, and now we go through the final negotiations where they have concurrences. Those are even smaller committees that get together from the House and the Senate and look for agreements, somewhat working with the governor, and then they bring the final product to the governor and say, do you agree? And he can either agree or he can veto it. We hope that if he vetoes, we hope that he does it while we're in town, because we want to have a say in that. Senate particularly wants to have a say in any vetoes. So we'll see how that goes.
Speaking of a property tax and veto, of course, the big bill was vetoed last year. Some of them were signed, but the big one was vetoed, and there was discussion about reconvening for a special session to try and override the veto. What's your impression this year with Senate File 69 and the 25% cut? Do you anticipate the governor will sign that? And if not, what do you think will happen after that?
I sense he's seen more of a push for it, especially since we ran the 50% tax. We shot that one over his bow early in the session and said there may be a compromise. The compromise is 25%. Yes, that was the one that was vetoed. That upset me a lot last year, because that's the one we went home with saying, okay, we're going to really start to address this property tax situation. And I was among those. The Senate voted to go back into a special session. The House did not. There was a lot of pushback saying, well, you reopen the whole situation. No, you don't. We were pretty much focused on going back in and getting that 25% property tax cut. Our hope is that he won't veto this year. It's going to go to him. If everything is lined up to do that, plus we've got the constitutional amendment, and we'll see. And we're hoping that he'll be with us this year. There's been a lot happened since then that I think his office and all the legislators agree that this state is asking for a property tax reduction.
Senator Dan Dockstetter of Star Valley on the weekday wake up for a legislative update. Senator, a couple of other bills that have drawn some headlines, of course, the gun-free zone bill. That one's been passed, if I understand correctly, right?
Right. Passed. Governor's not going to sign it, but he's going to let it go into law. There's other states have similarly done this. Utah has something similar, as I've understood. We heard some pushback, but not a lot of what I would have heard. I heard a little bit from the school, and I suggested that they put the word out. If the school has concern, then everyone needs to respond to it. Didn't hear a lot of pushback back, and I think it's because it's just simply the culture of Wyoming. That's what we do in Wyoming. We have guns, and it's just part of our lives here.
Senator, a couple other bills that you had sponsored regarding energy impacts on Wyoming. I know you spoke with Dal a couple weeks ago and talked about this study, and it sounds like that bill has progressed forward, correct?
Yeah, that's going all the way through the process. We're going to come back by October, and we're going to do it without appropriation. The Wyoming Energy Authority is going to show us just how much energy means to this state financially. I'll just give you an example. For example, we just got a note this morning that Genesis Alkali is selling off part of their operations to soda ash operations to another alkali business. And so I pulled up my notes from what the Trona industry does for us. The total industry value in the Trona patch at Southwest Wyoming, $652.8 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money floating around the Southwest. And all of it's going strong. The Trona Patch is actually moving into a new mining process involving water in their mines. But I want to know, from that bill that I ran, I want to know what does the coal industry do for us? What does the Trona Patch industry do for us? What will nuclear do once they're up and running? But I want to show to the communities just what a difference that makes. For example, sitting there with ExxonMobil Shoot Creek, and we're down there with county commissioners. We finished our tour, we finished our discussions, and I said, what are you doing to Southwest Wyoming? I said, essentially it's Lincoln County, Sweetwater County. I said, what are we doing annually? And they said, how about $100 million annually in payroll and taxes? Do you think that affects our Southwest regional economy? Does it affect all of Wyoming's economy? I want the big picture money. And I want it granularized to in each area. And that's what we'll do by October 2025. I'm rather excited about that. Those numbers are going to come back, and that's going to defend what the energy industry is all about in Wyoming.
Senator, I think this bill is probably one that will come back at a future time, but Senate File 139 that you put together with Representative McKay Erickson of Star Valley, the trapping requirements licenses passed through the Senate but never was brought up in the House.
Not brought up in the House. I'm saying that it's probably a lot to do with the Wyoming culture is hunting, fishing, and trapping. And on the surface, people are concerned about that. We're still going to have some situations, though, because people are out there like they have never been before in the outdoors. And our situation, of course, generated there in Swift Creek in a trapping incident and a dog that was killed. But we also, when we heard the bill in the Senate, other people showed up, like from Laramie and other places, who had their animals in traps, either a fatal or an injured situation. And we've just got to realize that the next generation is out there using the outdoors more than they have before. It's not just hunting, fishing, and trapping anymore. They're just out there recreating with their animals and their pets. So I'm hoping that even though it doesn't go through the House, and it won't because we're done now, that we can find a solution working through the Game and Fish. We have a little more education for both sides, those who are out there enjoying the outdoors with their pets, and those who are in the trapping industry.
Senator, appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
No, I'm just I'm excited that we've got a good property tax cut coming. I hope it goes all the way through the process, no vetoes, and I hope that we can bring some relief to Lake County that way. And I think everything will be okay, even without a supplemental budget. A little scary, but we'll be okay. If everybody settle down, we can find ways to adjust our spending, just like we do in our household budgets.
From Star Valley, Senator Dan Dockstetter with a legislative report on the final week of the session for 2025. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.